Hey, Ella Hooper here. And for Oasis fans, this really is a year to celebrate. Okay, so Liam and Noel haven't kissed and made up and agreed to get the band back together, but we've got the next best thing in the release of their groundbreaking performances at Nebworth back in 1996. Nobody could see him. 2021 marks the 25th anniversary of the moment the boys from Manchester arrived via helicopter, standard practice, to rock a farmyard filled with 250,000 Mad For It fans clutching lukewarm cans of lager. You may think you know what a crowd looks like, but trust me, the sea of people in this just goes on for miles and miles. The fact that the world has completely changed, for better or worse, since these two performances gives you a real sense that this was an event of epic proportions. Not only in the UK, but for live music the world over. There were no smartphones or social media. Nobody was live streaming the event. You were either there or you weren't. And until now, there was no way to relive it or experience it. So despite a lack of any real hype around this release here in Australia, why is Nebworth 96 so important? All right, so firstly, the Nebworth documentary movie, which is in cinemas now, is amazing. It intersperses band interviews and a ton of never-before-seen backstage footage with fan accounts of the event, detailing how it was a rite of passage for so many that were there. For me, the fan stuff is just as important as the band stuff. There's a particularly poignant moment where a fan shares how Nebworth was the last memory she has of her late brother, who passed away not long after the show, and of how it was the perfect day spent together, containing so many powerful memories. I can honestly say I shed a little tear at that point. Someday you will find me. Which gives the movie and the coinciding audio recordings a real added weight, missing from so many other concert movies, making it the definitive account of one of the great concerts in rock history. You can really sense Nebworth is up there, rivaling Woodstock, Isle of Wight, and any other big festivals that decade and beyond. And that's the reason I reckon you should just grab the Blu-ray pack when it drops on December 10, because it's like owning a physical piece of that history. Here's the other big reason why every Oasis fan should be getting around Nebworth 96. They've included the audio from both nights' performances. So if you were lucky enough to go to, say, the Saturday night, you can now hear Sunday night's set as well. And if you're like me and a heap of other Aussies who weren't there at all, well, you've got the whole event neatly and professionally recorded at your disposal. For a fun challenge, see if you can hear how hungover Liam was on the second night after not sleeping at all the first night. All right, so what does it actually sound like? Unlike a lot of other concert recordings, Nebworth 96 is immediate. It's big and it's loud, with plenty of Liam and Noel banter throughout. It just sounds important. It sounds like someone distilled the 90s and poured it through my speakers. In short, you'll feel like you're there. In the words of Noel, it sounds like 250,000 teenagers in a field having it. Together, in the moment. And not a single idiot holding up an iPad. Yay! So there you go. That's why I reckon Oasis Nebworth 1996 is perfect. And that's why we're featuring it on Triple M 90s, on DAB Radio and the Listener app. 'Cause we're f***ing mad for it.
Thank you very much.